Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. It is January 3rd, and the title of this episode, Seek to be Wise. Proverbs 1, 2 through 4 says, "To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth." It's no wonder that God starts out the wise sayings of Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, with a call to wisdom. It's intentional. The first seven verses of chapter 1 of Proverbs are a call to learn, grow in, and teach wisdom, instruction, understanding, righteousness, justice, and equity. Plus, this starts with a healthy fear of God. Why? Because God is the author of these good things, the instructor of these things, the rewarder for following them, and the disciplinarian for not following them. Being the creator, he knows best. The alternative to following these good things is that we will follow the evil things, destroy our lives, and give up our life to evil. We may not be the most evil we can be, but without following God, we will intentionally or unintentionally follow evil. If we ignore God's counsel, if we hate knowledge, if we hate his reproof and discipline, if we seek our own way, we will be abandoned to our own devices, our own desires. We may not see the consequences right away, but eventually we will reap what we sow. How do we find wisdom, knowledge, reproof? God's words, the scriptures, God's truth, repentance on our part, praying for wisdom and seeking it out moment by moment, fleeing from evil, loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. We cannot lead the best possible way without God's wisdom. Each man will do that which is right in his own eyes, and that's dangerous because we all see things differently. Life and leadership is about God and people, always has been, always will be. Lord, give me wisdom beyond my years. Give me a heart like King David that seeks after you. Help me scour and meditate on your word moment by moment. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.